The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
My name is Jeff.
I'm Elliot because Mark is busy living his life, and Scott asked me about 4 hours ago, and I said, sure, Scott, anything for you.
Yeah.
I miss doing podcasts. I don't do enough of them.
You do one.
That's right. Well, I might be doing a couple more.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got some news. I got some news. When I get to plug my stuff at the end, I got some news.
Oh, okay.
I'm very excited.
What do they call that? A little sizzle? You got a sizzle.
Yeah, sizzle. Yeah. Mm.
Okay, you're starting to sound like me. I got these podcasts in the oven, man.
Oven, huh? Okay. And just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Elliot, what was this week's game?
So this week, we played Killer Instinct, and it's technically the third Killer Instinct, by the way, in case you're like curious.
Mm-hmm. The second one was Killer Instinct Gold?
I believe two.
Okay, what? There was a Killer Instinct. Was that 64?
Yes. So, okay. There's also an SNES one.
The SNES one was the one I played the most.
Yeah.
SNES and Genesis at the time?
No, because it's a Nintendo property at the time.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, Killer Instinct's a fighting game. It's the third in the series. This one is developed by Helix Games, or excuse me, Double Helix Games. And this one is also published by Microsoft Studios, which, again, we just mentioned they were all kind of published by somebody different. It was released as a free-to-play game on the Xbox One as a launch game in 2013. The game is a reboot of the series, and this game also has a couple of seasons to it. The first season was the original game that came out. There was a second season where characters were released between 2014 and 2015. There was a third season and a port to PC, Windows 10, in 2016. So kind of a lot to this game because it... the thing I started looking at when I was reading about this, the thing that's really interesting is if we had reviewed this in 2013, I don't think we would have liked it. As much as we might have liked it now, or not liked it, depending on how you guys feel about it. But it sounds like it's a completely different game from 2013 to 2016.
I think Scott played it back then, because I didn't.
Was it? I don't know if it was in 2013. I want to say I picked it up maybe 2 years ago.
Okay. So everything to be was honest, out by then.
Yeah, it had been updated pretty heavily by then. I think I actually picked it up shortly after they had released one of the Battletoads as one of the playable characters.
Okay. I remember the Battletoads thing making the news, and I was, like, interested because Battletoads, And that was the end of my interest. I never like went.
Yeah, it's weird. It's that Battletoads is just associated with Xbox now. Like when they did the Shovel Knight exclusive characters for each console.
Right, yeah.
Xbox got the Battletoads, which I'm fine with. I like a good Ninja Turtle ripoff, but
I love a good Battletoads, yeah.
Now the Battletoads that they brought to Xbox, was that an exclusive Xbox game or was it on other stuff as well?
A PC, yeah. For sure. Microsoft is interesting because they don't mind certain exclusives kind of finding their way. It looks like mostly with Nintendo.
Yeah, because Nintendo, I don't think they view Nintendo as a threat like they view Sony as a threat.
Yeah, I don't even know if they view Sony as a threat anymore. Like, I don't think they're competing.
Not right now, right?
I don't think that Nintendo is competing in the same way.
Right.
Like, if you own a Switch, you probably own a PS, a PlayStation 4 or 5 or an Xbox Series.
Yeah, for sure, right?
But usually you don't own both, at least early on in the console cycle, both consoles of the big ones, right? Because they're expensive. And they do pretty much the same thing to varying degrees. So.
Gameplay.
Well, since we're in gameplay, I'm assuming. Before we talk about the gameplay, I want to talk about the graphics. Because you said this is an Xbox One launch title. And as I'm playing it, it looks like a 360 title to me. Graphically, it does not pop. There's not really great lighting. It looks like a 360 fighting game to me. And it's kind of hard to put your finger on because the difference between 360 and one isn't a huge jump. It's largely like lighting and, you know, nowadays when you play a modern fighting game, you can see the light passing through the skin and like it's just all the super detail. But I swear this is just like, maybe was initially built for the 360 and then it was like, well, we got this console coming. Let's just wait.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon Sword and Shield on the Switch. It's clearly a 3DS game upgraded. You're absolutely right. I kind of thought that as well. Just with like how even the backgrounds look, you know, on the maps, they just kind of look very old school. And not necessarily like in a bad way because I'm kind of used to that look, but it definitely feels like that.
Yeah, graphics don't mean much to me that nowadays. It's like we've hit a point where looking better isn't going to make a better game. I don't think having bigger hardware now makes better games. So it's really just but when you get a brand new console, that's the thing you want to look at, right?
Always.
Yeah, it's like, well, what can it do? And when you install, you know, the free game, which you probably tried because the early Xbox One days were pretty barren. You might have been like, oh, disappointed. And especially when the PlayStation was, you know, dropping incredible looking games on launch day, you know, so.
Well, from what Elliot said, everybody was disappointed in the beginning of this game.
Yeah, it sounds like people were really disappointed with the lack of content. For a free-to-play game back then, which I totally understand. I don't know how. I know your guys' play experience was probably a little different than mine. I kind of rushed to play a lot of this game today, again only because Scott had asked me at like, you know,
the last morning.
And I was like, I'll download it and play. And so, first off, it's like 43 gigs.
Not only that. Now you downloaded on Xbox, right?
Yes.
So I started the download. And I turned the Xbox off and I went about my day. Then I turned it back on and I'm like, oh, it's done. But there were so many notifications of all the DLC that was like Glacier is downloaded or I don't know all the characters' names, but like every character had a download notification and it was just it kept going even when I was booting into the game. It was kind of hilarious.
My son was saying something about that, too, because I actually had to re-download the game. And he was like, oh, we're getting notifications of all these games being downloaded. And I'm like, no, it's just probably just one game and all the updates for it.
It's like, so I downloaded it, or I hit it in the download, and it was like, you have 60-something things in queue. Yeah. I'm like, what? I had to go check. because it scared me a little bit. But all right, so gameplay wise, this is a 1v1 fighting game. If you've played Killer Instinct, which I have very limited, like I mostly just got destroyed by my friend Ryan when I was a kid. Scott.
Oh, yeah. Ryan was talking about. Insane.
And so it kind of was like, I don't like this game because it was one of those things. It's a combo based fighter and it takes combos as its core mechanic, right? You know, Street Fighter wasn't so much about combos then. And even now they're kind of brief. And Mortal Kombat was all about the violence, and their way to be different in the market was to have these insanely long combos that they call ultra combos. And that holds true to this one. And one thing that they've carried over is the amazing announcer. And
yeah, it sounds exactly the same. Yeah, I wonder if it's the same guy.
I don't think when I was in the arcade and I was a Tekken guy, you know, I believe Scott would consider himself one as well.
Yeah, Tekken or Soul Calibur.
Yeah, I'm a Namco fighter. What about you, Elliot?
I was a big Soul Calibur guy, huge Soul Calibur guy, actually.
Who was your character?
Well, if I was playing on like the Xbox, it was typically like the original Spawn? Xbox. I think it was Spawn, right?
Hell yeah, Spawn was the man on that game.
But the GameCube one had Link, which was so cool.
It outsold, despite it being the third place console as far as install base. It outsold the other platforms because it had Link.
So I played a lot of Spawn, or I would play Link, like because my friend had a GameCube, I had an Xbox. So I usually played like the system, you know, agnostic one. Or then like in the next version, it was Vader Yoda. And Yoda, which was fantastic.
Yoda, the cheap little bastard.
So I really enjoyed the Soul Calibur stuff. Other than that, I'm a big like Smash Brothers guy, but that's like, about where my fighting games kind of stop. You know, I'll play a Tekken or Marvel vs. Capcom or Guilty Gear, or like I'll play that stuff like here and there, but they're like party games to me, right? You're playing them, there's like 10 people over, you're all taking turns, you know, you're playing until like you lose and then somebody takes your controller. You
and
know,
that's really fun, especially when nobody knows how to play, right?
Yeah.
Or everyone's at a reasonable skill level. But when you get one guy who's just like skunking people. But so this game, like I said, it's a combo based thing. So once you hit, I believe 64, at least on the initial one, which coincided with this being really sort of the tech demo almost for what the Nintendo 64 could do, you would get an ultra combo and the announcer would yell ultra combo, and if Scott wants to get fancy, he could edit it in right there.
I could go ultra combo.
That's
should edit it in though.
You could edit it, or combo breaker.
Combo breaker.
And so you would have combo breakers. And I don't remember how it worked on the original one, but on this, it's like you have a limited number of combo breakers.
Yeah. And you can get more by getting hit or something. Right? You can like earn more as you're playing.
There's something, and we'll have to get over the paywall for me to get into the other parts of it. But so this is a 6-button fighter. And so it's going to be closer to your Street Fighter where you have a medium light and heavy punch and medium light and heavy kick. You hold back to block. And that's about the extent of the controls. You can do what I refer to as a Hadouken, which is down roll to forward and punch and do various special moves. Like if you played a Street Fighter, you know what to expect there. Now, this it's so easy to do combos in this game. Like you just mash buttons. And I'm sure if I played against someone good, I would get absolutely destroyed. But I look like I know what I'm doing when I'm playing this game right out of the box.
Okay, but having said that, I booted up the game. Once it had reached a certain threshold, I was able to play it while it was still downloading, but I could only play me versus the computer, like single player, no story mode or anything like that. And when I was doing that, I was limited to the one free character that I was able to play at the time. But I was, again, just mashing buttons, right? Just doing exactly what I said, rolling my face on my controller.
Uh-huh.
But then once I had finished downloading the game and I started playing the Shadow Lords mode, I think that's what it's called.
Something like that.
The beginning of it just shows you, tells you how to make these combos work, and you have to actually do them in order to progress through that fight. And from then on, I was like, oh, heck, I'm pretty decent at this now. Like, I can do these combos without problem now that I know what I'm doing and how to do them properly. So I felt like once I did that, like, it was a lot easier to go through, and I kind of rolled through, like, the story mode for a while before I, like, hit a roadblock of, like, fighting somebody and not beating them.
The story mode is garbage, by the way.
Oh, story mode is garbage, but the Shadow Lords mode was actually... I enjoy the Shadow Lords mode because of the terrible, like, story that it was trying to tell you. Like, I don't know if you guys paid attention or played that mode at all, but like,
I skipped the cutscenes. I played that mode, and that's what I meant by the story mode is terrible.
It was the best, though. I loved how terrible and cheesy it was. Like, it was not trying to be cheesy and terrible, but it was. You know how, like, the first Sharknado is great because it doesn't realize what it is? That's Shadow Lords mode of this game. It doesn't realize how garbage it is, and it thinks it's, like, hot poop, and it's not. It's absolutely garbage, but it's so funny to play because, like, the story, he goes, and then he fought the bad guy, but it found out that the bad guy wasn't really dead at all. He had a different form, and then he got warped through the thing, and da-da-da-da. Now you have to go find these gems, and you're like, this is so much exposition for just, like, let me fight the machine.
Right.
Let me fight the guy.
I can't remember a fighting game, and I love Tekken, okay? It's my jam. I couldn't tell you anything about the story other than Heihachi tries to kill various members of his own family.
Yeah, but that's one of the biggest things that I have a problem with the newest Soul Calibers is they try to, like, force a story mode on you.
And I think, well, because the... I'm not so sure about the new Mortal Kombat games, but those...
But
guys,
the DC fighting game, what is it called?
Injustice.
Yeah.
That story is phenomenal. Both of
right.
those.
And I think right. that
so
those,
it can be done.
Right. And the cutscenes are great and everything. But I just don't. But the other thing is they're all voice acted, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so it's a lot more cinematic, whereas when you're playing a fighting game with story mode, it's like.
Yeah.
And I just. I'm not doing it.
I seek justice.
There is like some other bars that light up. I don't know what they do.
Those are your like ultra special moves that you can do to increase your combos and make them even stronger. You could like go into like a shadow mode whenever you are fighting to like. I've forgotten what all they do. Like I played this initially probably like a year ago, and that's when I played the Shadow Lords game as well. And actually, this week I only played like one day, but their server was actually down the entire time I tried to play the Shadow Lords, and I couldn't even play that.
Of course.
So I had to play just the single player, and I didn't really want to play multiplayer because I think last time I played multiplayer. I got destroyed.
Yeah, I have no interest in playing multiplayer. But
yeah, but it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the bars are pretty much like any other fighting game where, or like your Marvel vs. Capcom, was as soon as you get your bars like filled up, you can do your like ultra special move at the very end of your combo.
Yeah, you can go into Saiyan mode. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, that's pretty much it. It's. You know, standard fighting mode or fighting game, you know, other than the fact that you are trying to link as many combos as you can.
Basically, every character is Eddie Gordo. That's for Tekken fans.
Yeah, there you go.
But see, I think we're really glossing over the Shadow Lords mode because
go
it really,
ahead.
Like, well, like,
have
it adds
at it.
It adds more to it, right? Like, I mean, you pick a group of three fighters and you basically go around the world trying to close these rifts. And you can do some of the fights. You can send, like, your computer to do the fight. You can, like, buff and add things. Like, and it's kind of roguelike elements where it's, like, you get one shot to do it, and you either win or you lose, and then you can reset and do it again. So it adds more replayability, which I know that's not where we're at, but it adds more to it. There's more depth than just like a basic, just like beat 'em up fighter. They try to add more things to it that, again, I didn't think was terrible.
Yeah.
And I thought the story was terrible enough to want to watch it because it's so cheesy and bad that it was like amusing to me.
So I think for me, the turnoff for me in that mode was just how mobile, free-to-play, gamey it felt.
Yeah, because it definitely like walks you through it in the beginning of like, do this, now do that, and do this. And
open
do this
play. Pack and do that.
Yeah,
and,
there is definitely that to it. And I only, you know, glossed over it because I didn't get through, you know, very far, but you're right, yeah.
Yeah, I played a good bit of that mode, and it definitely got to the point where, well, I'll wait. For the paywall.
Paywall.
Well, let's jump into the paywall then.
There are some things that if you're going to make a free-to-play fighting game, I don't mind if the characters are behind a paywall and you have rotating heroes, sort of like you would in a MOBA. And you can gradually earn the currency you want to get whoever. That's fine. I don't like the power-ups that you buy to, there's a thing you can buy which makes sure you can't fail.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, why play the game? And those things, like, if you're going to monetize a fighting game, I think all you need to do, fighters behind the paywall or not, that's fine. But skins would sell like crazy in a fighting game. You like,
yeah, they
even
had skins in this, right?
Well, the skins are just like different variations,
shades.
Like colors and
literally
stuff, but you could earn those as you play.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so, but my thing is that's, you don't need all this other buying gems and stuff. Buy gems to get this, to buy that. That's what I mean, yeah. Like the whole mobile free to play game vibe, right? And where you're buying all these currencies to buy all these different things that are kind of who knows what they even do. Whereas to me, it could be a lot more straightforward and say, here's the currency a la Fortnite. You can buy like flares. Like, so there's things in this game. There's all your bars that are on the menu. If you could buy borders for those bars that look awesome and stuff, you can do that. You can buy your character skins, like I said. Do a battle pass. You know, that's all cosmetics. This game is perfect for flaunting off your cosmetics because you're playing online against other people and you want them to see all your cool stuff. To me, that makes sense. This is where the game really loses it for me because it's a competent fighting game. But
I thought so too.
I just don't, if you're going to do a free to play one, I don't understand why you have to make it so mobile like in its currency and in game economy.
Well, they probably weren't making enough money off just the characters.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But you said that the skins aren't anything to really write home about, right?
Really no, bad. I don't think they were. They were just pretty much different colors. And like I said, you can unlock a lot of them just by playing through the games.
But they have, like, characters that, I mean, again, we go back to Fortnite. And this has Microsoft behind it. And I think maybe it had the game done gangbusters, you could have seen more of this stuff. But like the guy I was playing as initially is like a ninja. They got an ice guy. Yeah. And maybe you license like Mr. Freeze to be the ice guy. I don't know, but like they do in Fortnite, where you can play as Batman and Spider-Man and just something. And even you don't even need to do that. Just be creative. Make cool stuff that we want to pay for. But no, you buy gems instead.
You can also buy like bundles. Of, like you can buy like a $40 version of this game that has everything unlocked, right?
Yeah. So here's the thing that I'm not. Yes. But I believe also if you're a Game Pass member, you pretty much have all the characters at your disposal as long as you're a Game Pass member.
Okay.
I don't think I have all the characters at my disposal.
Okay.
I don't think I did.
And then I had to, I purchased some of the characters a while back because they, Games of Gold, they actually went on sale for a while and they were like $1 a piece for each character. So I bought like five or six of them at the time. But I didn't have access to all the characters when I was playing this week.
I may be wrong on that, but I know that I had a bunch. Like I had, because I don't know if you did a while ago, they had the Games with Gold for this. I'm like, how are you giving away a free-to-play game? But I don't know if that's where I got the unlocks, but
I think so, because I think they gave away a bunch of characters with the Games of Gold, like a pack.
Yeah.
At one point in time. And I think there was like, I want to say like six or seven characters that came in that one.
Yeah, because when I booted up the game this afternoon, I only had one player I could play as.
On Game Pass?
Like, I don't. Yeah. And I was like, is this all I have? Because I texted Scott. I was like, do I literally only have this one unlockable character to play, like the free rotation character right now? If I played like the story mode and stuff like that, you could play as the other characters. But just like, me versus the computer, like in a whatever basic match, it was just that character. I could play against all of the characters, but I could only play with the one free to play rotation character. And I was like, oh, this is straight booty. I'm done already. I'm already done. And then I played the other modes and I realized I wasn't quite done, but I was dreaming I was.
Replayability.
Yeah, I think Shadow Lords adds replayability to the game. You know, if that's what you're into, I like I said, I enjoyed it for the, I probably put in, you know, honestly, like, I don't know, an hour and a half into that mode today.
Yeah.
It was
easy to get kind of lost in, like, if you didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
I didn't hit a paywall, but I also probably didn't give enough time to hit a paywall, just a few hours. So I'm sure there is a point where you probably hit one, but it's an okay distraction. And I think as a fighting game, like, think of the fighting games you play. What are the things that distracted you from just doing versus? You know, once you get your unlocks done, what is there?
Yeah, just versus online.
Yeah.
I mean, Tekken always had like almost like a beat 'em up mode. I hated it though, because it played like a fighting game. So,
I mean, like, when I'm playing Smash Brothers, whenever the new one comes out, I'm always like, oh, I got to get everybody unlocked, right? Like,
yeah.
That's my first goal. And then once I beat it, I always, it's like that World of Warcraft South Park meme where you're like, what do we do now? And you're like, well, now we can play the game.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what it is with Smash Brothers. I never felt that draw with this, where I'm like, oh man, I want to unlock all these guys so I can like actually play the game now. Like, that was never there.
Well, and I think, too, is because it doesn't have the same thing of, like, Smash, you can unlock everything just by playing the game.
Right.
And this is much more, I mean, there may be a way to grind to get them, but it is very much going to try to get you to go in the pay money direction, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think there was a way to grind to get any characters, because I played this for a little while back in the day, and the only way I got characters was actually purchasing them.
Huh. No, I unlocked Jogen almost immediately after I started the Shadow Lords, and then I unlocked the girl, his sister, very quickly too.
Oh, okay. So you can unlock some
of them. Yeah. So I had, by the end, I had unlocked, I think, three or four people. So I think I had five playable characters by the end, if I'm not mistaken.
The girl, his sister, is super powerful. That was a bad joke. I guess I ended the podcast. Good God.
It's good because, like, I know Scott won't laugh because, like, no humor. So I just leaving you out, like, that's kind of funny.
No, it's fine. I don't mind it because, listen, what a pet peeve of mine is when someone says a joke and they're like, come on, man, that was funny. Nah, if it was funny, I'd have laughed. So here I am making a joke. It did not land. That's cool. No problem.
That's okay. Generally, your jokes are good.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Oh, don't give him that much.
I love being patronized.
I said generally. I mean, he's no Elliot.
Yeah.
Wow, that hurt.
I feel a little insulted for you.
That stung.
I'm like bottom tier co-host, man.
Oh, I know what I need to do to be Elliot. I quit.
Well, don't tempt him with a good time. You can't quit because the first thing Scott will do is like, "Hey, Elliot, you want to come back full time?" And I'll like be like,
"You'll be like, yeah, yeah."
No, I'm gonna pull Eric in if that's the case.
Good luck.
Yeah,
he probably wouldn't.
Judgment.
At the end of each episode, we decide whether or not the game deserves our seal and needs a 2/3 vote to be approved or denied. Jeff, what do you say?
No. While I haven't played it specifically.
The game, that is, this week's game. That's what it means.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I watched YouTube per Mark. But the there's a Dead or Alive free to play. I don't know that free to. Look, just go buy Smash.
Wow.
Leave me alone. Wow. I don't know why. It's this game.
Single one of them. Doing it again.
What are you saying? What'd you say to me?
Just think before you're going to say your sentence. Cause you
excuse me?
Okay. You heard me.
Oh, Elliot, you tempt me sometimes, dude. I'm not going to do it.
That's right.
You're a guest here. I'm a better person. I'm a better person.
You are.
This is not a fun game, and I don't like it.
All right, Elliot, how about yourself?
I'm going to say yes. I don't think it's not a fun game. I'm not like, this is the best, but I think it's very suitable for free-to-play. I think the paywall-wise, I think it's pretty decent. I don't think you're going to pay. It's not a lot of pay to win. It doesn't feel like that. I never felt like I hit a paywall. I enjoyed my time with the Shadow Lords mode. Like I said, I think the story alone is worth playing for like an hour because it's just so stupid and funny. Like, I literally laughed out loud because of like the dialogue because it's just kind of, you know, funny. I thought the combo stuff was kind of cool. I enjoyed that. Like, once you learn what you're doing, it's kind of fun to like throw your sword every single time or shoot the ball out or whatever it is. So I don't think it's, you know, a huge waste of time for downloading 42 gigs, even though that is quite a big pile. But I think there's a lot of content here to see at the free price. I think this is a better free-to-play game than a lot of the stuff that, you know, you guys end up playing. So,
don't me.
I enjoy the game. It's definitely polished. It's no Mortal Kombat, but it does have that sort of feel to it. I wouldn't, you know, rank it with other, like, you guys are saying Smash, but it's not the same type of fighting game as Smash Brothers.
Smash is on its own. What do they, don't they call it like Arena Battler or something?
Yeah. That's just what we're most common.
Brawlhalla is like the closest to Smash that I would say.
Yeah, or Nickelodeon All-Stars.
Yeah, there's others out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But yeah, as far as like, you know, the side-scrolling fighting games, this is, you know, pretty close to the Mortal Kombat style and all the other ones that we're used to. And as a free-to-play one, it's actually, I would say, top tier as far as the free-to-play ones. You were talking about another one, Jeff, Dead or Alive. I have not played one.
Yeah, like the most recent Dead or Alive. Beast now, Rolling, that's baby. A game that will benefit from monetizing skins more so than any fighting game at any time.
Teenage Elliot loved that game.
Teenage
Elliot bought all of them.
Elliot loves that game.
Teenage Elliot probably loved the volleyball game, right,
guys?
Teenage Elliot bought it day one. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
Not
Here's
even
a story for you. My brother had brought over a modded Xbox, OG Xbox.
Yeah, those were the best, man.
And we were like, oh, cool. So, you know, I messed around with it a bit. And my sister and I always kind of memed on the volleyball game, right? It's funny, you know. It's like, hey, it's on there. Let's just play it as a gag.
Yeah,
we loaded it up.
Game.
And it's modded. With the nude mod.
Yeah, it is.
All the characters Jeffrey were Score. Naked.
With your sister. Awesome.
My sister was like, I can't believe how graphic this is. I'm like, turn it off. Turn it off.
Oh, that's so good. How old were, your how poor old sister. Were you guys at the time? That's
I fantastic. Would have been in my early 20s. She would have been early teens.
Okay.
So it's just a really appropriately unsettling.
Yeah. Oh, just enough to be like, please, let's not talk about this ever again.
Yep.
Yeah. But we both right, remember so... it at Thanksgiving dinner. We're both looking at each other. And sometimes yeah. reminds me. And there's that sparkle. And you're like, oh, man, not again.
So anyways, this will get my seal. So this is Budget Arcade approved.
Good. I'm glad I could be here to make sure that
I don't know why, like, you and Mark, anytime I disagree and it still gets a seal, it's like, suck it, Jeff. I didn't care.
Say suck it. There's no suck it.
Okay.
Well, even Mark gave it a seal.
Yeah.
I wish Mark.
And the best part is I get a vote this week on who's if it's going to get its seal or not, since I'm already on the episode. I got to do that.
Oh, gosh. I better go and see who voted already. So Mark, he said, the game is fun and over the top, as I haven't played a Killer Instinct game since probably the N64, so it was weird, but I dug it. I don't know if it was me or I need to play it longer, but I was there was, I think he said, I think he meant, I wish there were more characters to choose from, free.
No, read it how I wrote it. That's how he said it.
Oh, read it. Okay, how he wrote it was, I don't know if it was me or I need to play longer, but I was there was more characters to choose from, free.
Me like
it gets my seal, but barely, LOL.
Me like you, good game.
Me like you, good game, nice.
That's going to be me from here on out.
Yeah. So our next game is going to be a little bit different. We are going to change up the format just
so
a little
excited.
Bit.
I'm so excited. Is this what I think it is?
Taking my shirt off.
And so we are going to be still doing free-to-play games, but not as often.
Taking my shirt off.
We are going to start pulling in some indie games. Indie developers are going to be giving us codes to review some of their games. And our first game is going to be Vagante.
Taking my shirt.
Oh, you should
off.
Have me on for that one. I played that too.
Removing
no,
my shirt.
The next game will be the one you're thinking of, Elliot.
Oh, okay.
Now
I played both of the next two games you guys are playing. So
I've said this. I'll tell people what's actually going on. Mark and I are sick of this free to play garbage. We're sick of
that's
it.
That's weird.
So we. Well, we did what you didn't do. We said our thoughts out loud. You ran. No, you ran.
This is boring. I can't do boring anymore.
Yeah. And we said, Scott, let's mix it up a little. Let's do. I can't do another battle royale, bro. I just can't. I can't do. I hate explaining how a circle shrinks and you guys fight to the last person. I've done that so many times. I don't want to do it anymore. And so, indie games, I love them anyway. I'm playing them already. So, I'm excited. I already own Vagante.
Oh, yeah? Have you played a lot of it?
Bruh, I'm the roguelike guy, man.
I
got
are.
This in early access, bro. I've had it for years.
Yeah,
so,
it's something.
Yeah. It's hard.
Vagante is very difficult.
Yes.
It is the roguelike... action roguelike for people who wish that roguelikes were as hard as Brogue and NetHack. Because it's
a blast
brutal.
For people, though. We were playing. I think there was four of us playing. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. The multiplayer is off the charts.
Yeah. So.
But okay. Anyways, Elliot, want to tell them where they can find you?
Yeah. So, again, thanks for having me on. It's always fun. And I love catching up with you guys because I feel like I don't talk to you as often. Although that's not true. It's because Scott texts me all the time. It's kind of annoying a little bit. Anyway,
especially at 6 a.m. morning, right?
Edit that out.
That's right. So you can listen to my podcast I do with my wife, Tessa and Elliot Argue, every episode or new episodes out on Sundays. You can see me write or you can read what I write at gamingnexus.com.
I love watching him write.
And you can see people steal what he writes
on
Steam.
Yeah, that's right. You can find People steal my thoughts on Steam, which is, again, I find flattering because I think
I was so happy for you.
Everyone was like, oh, that sucks. I'm like, actually, I think it's kind of cool that someone's like, oh, I took what you wrote because I thought it was like worthy enough to like copy. I was like, oh, or it's just like just terrible enough that it's not super professional. Right? Anyway,
no, so, yeah, you can't have, like you said, that imposter syndrome.
Yeah, I did it writing. With that all right.
So
the
shut
time.
The.
So gamingnexus.com, you can see news and reviews there. And I think starting Monday, I can announce it. So this comes out on Tuesday, but I will be writing at App Trigger, which is a site for the fansided.com series of web pages. So I'm going to be writing there as a contributor for some game stuff. And then I'm spawning off to doing some sports stuff, too. But that's not super set in stone yet, so I can't really announce that yet. But
so what is the stuff you'll be writing for this new website?
It's mostly think pieces, so it'll be mostly editorial kind of stuff, like what I think about with game related stuff, and it'll still be news and reviews too, but they literally want me for like what I want to, like for what I think, so it's kind of cool in that sense. And then other stuff in the works with them, I think, so, but I'll announce that.
Don't they know they can just copy and paste it from the gamingnexus.com?
I said just copy, control C.
Exactly, that's what I do.
So there you go. So yeah. And then again, I'm on Twitter, Elliot_argues. So check me out there too and steal some of my tweets.
I'm going to. Listen, you all know Elliot. He's great. Unironically, I like podcasting with the guy. That being said, if you want to get in touch with us, you could do so at Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade. TikTok and Twitch are at Budget Arcade Podcast. We have a Facebook page, facebook.com/budgetarcade. And don't forget to check out our website, budgetarcade.com, where we update it.
Daily.
Occasionally.
Every other month. Once in a while.
It gets updated.
I try to throw up something
I think
there,
I should
on
stop
there
saying
once in a while.
Really? I mean.
No, we still get a fair amount of traffic to it.
Yeah. Why stop now?
If you want to help support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/budgetarcade. For being a Patreon subscriber, you will get access to our Patreon channel in our Discord. You can join our Discord through any of our show notes, links, or as well on our social medias. Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. If you want to purchase one of our t-shirts, you can do so at the link in our show notes as well.
You can get the one I'm wearing right now.
And he hasn't
really
washed
it. You podcast? Oh, my God.
No.
That's super.
No, I'm saying this literally this shirt right here. Yeah. It's an Old Navy. It's all
I thought
blue.
You took off the shirt.
Oh, it smells.
I thought your hairy chest. And
it smells like smoke because I did. Nipples. I barbecued. It smells good. No, I usually do podcast without my shirt on, but it's winter in Florida, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, winter in Florida.
Quote unquote winter in Florida.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. It's in the
80s. That's right.
All right. And game on.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.